Welcome to the Pursuing Destiny podcast, where we provide standards for you to live by and strategies to help you achieve your own destiny. Here's your host, Rayford Johnson.
Prayer is the capstone project of a Christian life. Learning how to pray becomes the capstone of your life because it's something that will be with you for the rest of your life if you're going to be effective as a Christian in a fallen world. Why do I say capstone? I mean, when I think of capstone, I think of it as being a culminating project. It's the main exhibition of an educational experience. I remember being in a master's program to get a master's in business, and the capstone project was that main project that kind of brought all of our, the culmination. It was the culmination of all of our academic and intellectual experience as master's level students. And so when I think of prayer, I think of prayer being the capstone project, the capstone event that happens on a regular basis in my life as a Christian. Without prayer, there's really no proof. Without effective prayer, there's really no proof of establishing the kingdom of God on an ongoing basis, on a continual basis in my life, because the kingdom is dynamic. The kingdom is not a religious experience. The kingdom is not just a going to or a being a part of. It is the full experience of my Christian life and my experience with God Himself. And so when I'm talking to you about prayer, I say prayer has to be the capstone of our life as believers. And so what are the things that are needed in a capstone prayer life, the kind of prayer life that consumes and proves and connects us with the will of God? The first thing that must happen in prayer is that you have to set a time and you have to set a place. What I mean by that is that you have to come to a place that you desire God in a way that you're willing to push back away from everything else, to set a time, to set a place that you're not distracted. You come to a place where you're not distracted by the world and distracted by the things that are going on in your life, but it's a quiet place where you take it seriously enough that you push back away from everyone else, away from everything else, to be alone and in God's presence. And as you set a time and you set a place, one of the things I was taught by a powerful man of God in my life when it comes to prayer is that you have to pray a pattern. You have to have a way of entering the presence of God that connects you every time. And we talk about the Our Father prayer and praying a pattern, but I want to talk to you briefly today about this capstone of prayer and how to enter the presence of God. Let me read with you Psalm 100. Psalm 100 has become the psalm that I use when I enter the presence of God because I find instruction and I find inspiration in it. In Psalm 100, the beginning verse says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands." So make a joyful noise and then serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that he is God, and it's he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. What we just read. I'm sorry. I get excited when I read this psalm because I see and feel so much. To make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I mean, you know, I can't sing. My wife is a singer. My kids can sing. I'm not a singer. If you sing in my ear, I might be able to sing along with you, but I'm tone deaf. But I make a joyful noise unto the Lord because it is just that. It's joyful. It's joyful to come to God and to recognize who He is and to accept His Lordship in my life. And it produces a joy in me and an excitement. It's like a little kid getting excited about seeing something that they've never seen before. And it gets, you know, it's like seeing a circus or walking into a crowd where kids are playing. I mean, it just gets them excited and giddy and just don't know what to do. That's what it is when we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We're showing that we're excited about being able to come into His presence, to connect with Him, to see what He sees, to know what He knows, to hear His voice. And I'm sorry, I get excited, but He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. I mean, everything you see in the Bible is talking about and is related to to Israel and to God's soon coming kingdom here, even on earth. But He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come to God with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. It is an opportunity for me to come before the King of Kings, the Creator of the heaven and earth, the covenant-keeping God, the one who will never fail me, the one who has set me free from death, from sickness, from poverty, has set me free from the bondage of the world, the bondage of selfishness. He is that joy. He is the capstone of my life. He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It's not us. We didn't make ourselves. It's He that's made us, not we ourselves. And I am so glad that I identify as His people and the sheep of His pasture. Now, the instructional part, here it comes. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Enter His gates as you see yourself as a sheep, someone that is able to be led. Everyone can't be led. Some people think they know everything, and so they can't be led. But when you have a heart to serve God and to be in His presence and to do His will, you become a servant heart. You become like a sheep that needs to be led, that needs to be protected, that needs to be guided. God, guide me, protect me, lead me, do something special with my life. That becomes your heart. And He says, as a sheep, you enter His gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the thing that sets you on fire when it comes to entering the presence of God. Thanksgiving. And it is just being thankful. I mean, thanksgiving is the power, has in it the power to change your circumstance and change your frame of mind and to change the direction that you're going just because you are thankful. Just be grateful unto God for His blessings, His favor, and for the things that He has done for you and in you and has promised to accomplish in you. He is God Himself. He's the one who made you. To be thankful unto Him. To be thankful unto Him. And enter His courts. Come into His courts with praise. As I come into the presence of God, what I picture is what I have read in Revelation 4, where we see Him seated high upon the throne, and we have the four beasts around Him, and then the 24 elders who have bowed themselves before Him and cast their crowns in front of Him. They have taken their glory and put it down in order to say, you are worthy. It's giving praise to God. And I see myself, and you should see yourself when you praise God and you come into his courts. You see yourself praising Him and bowing before Him and joining with the elders in worship. That is entering His gates with thanksgiving and coming into His courts with praise. The remainder part of this Psalm 100 that blesses me says that I should be thankful unto Him and bless His name. I'm going to have to save that for another day. But the last verse that grabs my heart says that for the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting. and his truth endures all generations. I want to encourage you that the capstone of your life as a Christian is to enter God's presence, to bless him, and to come into his presence in a way that he receives you every time because you do it according to his desire for you. God bless you. I'm praying that God will continue to add to your life the victorious knowledge and understanding that is needed to be the Christian that God called and created for you to be. God bless you. Have a great day, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.